Sportscast, May 27th, 2020. The first show after Memorial Day. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, which I'm sure you are, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. We update the website frequently with the latest sports news. Sometimes we break stories before ESPN does. Today's sponsor is Insta Bible app, Crave versus Pitchers. You can get the Insta Bible app on the iOS App Store. Get it today, just for a dollar. The NHL has popped out some news of when their season will reconvene. NBA and Major League Baseball are still in the talking points with their respective player unions. And to talk to us a little bit about it, and a man that knows a little bit more about Memorial Day, how summer feels up in the north, Ryan Krista, welcome back to the Sportscast.
San Diego, it's good to be here. Good to talk about sports. It looks like we might have sports, maybe not in the near future, but sometime in the not so far away. But
yeah, it feels like
we're getting closer.
Yeah, it feels like the time is closing in. Like, you know, there has to be something done. I know the NHL has started, but the NBA, and also baseball. Baseball of all sports should have, you know, had something going already. But it feels like baseball is still, I guess there's a lot of complexities here with them.
There is. Yeah, we'll start off with Major League Baseball and where they stand, you know. But, you know, last week, Well, let's go back to March, you know, when this all started. And it looked, obviously, they postponed the rest of the spring training and the start of the regular season. You know, the owners and players came to an agreement, you know, saying that the players will take a prorated salary, meaning basically they take their whole salary and then they divide it by the games they put, you know, by the games that they play, you know. So they play, you know, what is proposed, you know, in the 80-game season, they'll get paid half their salary, you know. So then comes the next week, you know, as the owners say, no, we want to change it up because, you know, obviously that was, I think when they did that, they were hoping, you know, revenues would be different and maybe fans would be in the stadium. But, you know, the summer of 2020, at least, you know, if sports would be played, it would be played in empty stadiums and arenas. They don't propose, you know, we want you to take a lower pay cut, even lower than 50% of your salary. And players say, no. So then yesterday, they, Major League Baseball owners, proposed another salary, you know, another salary plan where they said, we'll take a, you know, a higher percentage of the salary off of the higher salary. So basically your superstars, your Mike Trouts, your Bryce Harpers, you know, they would take a huge chunk while you're a low level, you know, major league player wouldn't lose much. So it's basically, you know, it's a public relations battle. Basically, you know, the owners are trying to make, you know, these top players look bad. You know, they say no to this, then they're saying, "How you guys are making millions and millions of dollars, and you know, while everybody else in the world is fighting for survival." You know, it's that's just where baseball is. Unfortunately, you know, we'll talk about the NBA and NHL where they have a very good relation between the players and the league. You know, they're always in a constant communication and they work good together. Where the Major League Baseball for years, you know, that's, you know, one thing of baseball is the union never loses in baseball. That's why there's no salary cap. You know, that's why, you know, you're guaranteed salary. You know, if you sign a contract for so much, you know, whether you play or not, you're going to get that money. So, the owners, you know, seem to lose every negotiation for many years. And if there's no baseball this summer, it is going to be a huge nightmare. You know, and baseball may take years to come back from this just because it just would look terrible. You know, there's, you know, until we officially see something in, you know, basketball and hockey, you know, this is an awesome opportunity for baseball to, you know, to have a big spotlight. So, you know, they got, you know, everybody talks about this being the most important week in baseball, you know, Major League Baseball history, in a sense, because if they can't get a deal done, you know, and if we're talking next Tuesday, there's no deal done, you know, there's most likely going to be no season because you're looking at a month of spring training. If you want to play 80 games, you've got to start in the beginning of July. So, yeah. So, unfortunately, the sport you would think have the easiest way to get back into it, you know, players who haven't made a single dollar yet this year would be more eager. It's kind of frustrating, you know, for fans to see this, because you ultimately have billionaires fighting with millionaires, you know, during a pandemic, which is not a good look.
We're seeing the complexities of these player unions, or we're seeing their true colors shine. You know, we've always heard about this and that, Major League Baseball's player union, NBA and NHL, but you just bring up a book. Hey, very good point. Feels like MLB, it's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, you know, you go back to every strike, you know, the players always have won, you know.
Interesting, isn't it? Now, what if the NFL was in this position? What if the NFL was in this position right now as Major League Baseball? Do you think it would be as complex as baseball?
No, because the NFL players always give in the end, Santiago. The NFL players did not want to play a 17 football game. All you saw on social media, you know, all these marquee players say, vote no, vote no, vote no. What happened? They had a vote. The players vote. They all said, you know, majority said yes. You know, the players always end up giving in to the owners and the league. You know, they don't have a great relationship, but it's better than the, you know, baseball players and the owners and Major League Baseball have between each other, where they just can't get together. You know, this is just, you know, we're not even talking about that. We haven't got to the health list. You know, we haven't got to, you know, what they're going to do to make us safe, which they should have been doing first before we even get to this. So, you know, but, you know, this is an important week. You know, they've got to get together. You know, Tony Clark, the head of the union, and Rob Manfred, the head of Major League Baseball, got to get in the room together and work this deal out.
Now, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to be in one location, for example, in Arizona, or do you think eventually they'll play in empty stadiums?
They kind of got a framework of something. What they wanted, you know, last thing, you know, you heard was, you know, dividing, you know, into, you know, divisions of 10 people, you know, not basically. I think you're throughout the American League and National League, and, you know, you'll take regional efforts and you'll play in homes, empty home stadiums, you know, where you're limited amount of travel, you know, but you're going to be able to play in the stadiums, because it's instead of, you know, I think there's a lot of issues with playing in, you know, Arizona or Florida. They kind of like this idea of playing, you know, their own baseball stadiums. So that's kind of what they have a framework. You know, they're probably, you know, if they can get a paying, you know, structure down, you know, I think they'll move very quickly, because I think they're almost at the point of the NHL, where the NHL's got a framework of what they're going to do, you know. I'm not quite sure if money's an issue. Now they got to work out the logistics of, you know, testing and all that, you know, and basically, find when it's safe to meet, you know, baseball, you know. Yeah, basically all the, you know, most of the even tougher states have basically said they want them to keep playing. They want them, you know, Cuomo says, you know, bring on the Yankees, bring on the Mets. You know, they want these games to be played, you know, because they know it would just give some sort of relief to people in these states, you know, as there's still a lot of restrictions, at least they can have their teams back. Ultimately, I think when people are going against the wall, you know, backs against the wall, you know, this coming week, you know, deal will get done. Who wins? I don't know. I think that's going to be the ultimate issue.
Something to definitely look at. Just like what Ryan said, we'll find out more by hopefully by the end of the week or by next Tuesday. But what is going to happen by the end of the week is the NBA, who I believe they technically agree with Disney. The format will be revealed by the end of the week, according to Wojnarowski from ESPN. Ryan, would you like to see a full 30-team tournament, or do you want to, you know, cut it down and leave the teams that are not, you know, that who don't have a chance to make the playoffs?
I, you know, You don't need the Knicks. You don't need the Warriors. You don't need the Hornets, Santiago. You know, I think you played 67 games. You know enough that those teams aren't very good. they weren't going to make a run at the playoffs. Now, what did hockey do? They introduced, you know, 12 teams, more, you know, four more in each conference than they traditionally would. I think the NBA, it looks like, you know, looking at, you know, a 20 to 24 team tournament, or, you know, it's been introduced, Santiago, kind of close to us, as you know, we're big soccer guys, you know, almost like a World Cup or, you know, a Champions group stage where
two group bring, you know, format. Yeah, whoever is, I think the top two makes it to the next round or something, or so, you know, the winner of that group will go to the finals.
I think, you know, they had this idea of four groups of five, so you would play eight games, you know, two against each of the other teams in the, you know, in your group, and then you end up with the eight teams, and then you would have just a playoff based on that. It's a different format, you know. I think
Soccer format.
You know, they had like 18 games left in the regular season, Santiago. You know, and you got teams three or four games away from the playoffs, and who had legitimate shots? You know,
is it me or does basketball really parallel with soccer a lot?
It does. It has some international feel to it, especially globally. You know, I think that's where, you know, you got some of the similarities. And you just, I mean, basically, it's just, you know, you want to limit the amount of people going down there. And why are you going to bring, you know, these teams of no shot,
the Knicks,
had a terrible
especially
season? You know, they're not going to want to gear up. They don't want to go to a training camp. Work. You know, it could be kind of a mockery of the game, but there is a financial responsibility NBA does. These teams do have to their local regional markets, you know, that they have to play a certain amount of games, like the Knicks have to play a certain amount of games on the MSG Sports Network, or, you know, they owe money back. You know?
Yeah, there is
so
TV contracts,
you know,
involved.
Even talk about that, you know, kind of the money guy, the NBA or the owners, is, you know, that these teams have a response, all 30 teams have a responsibility to their local TV contracts, which all of them do, to show their games that, you know, aren't on ESPN or ABC or TNT, to play so many on, you know, these networks, or they owe money. So that's, I think, where Mark Cuban's coming from, that, you know, they should have, even if they're not, quote unquote, in the playoffs, they have to have some sort of games between each other. I don't
incentive
think that's going to work out, because, I mean, you even heard Damian Lillard, who is from the ninth, who is the Blazers, who are currently tied for ninth place, whoever, you know, in the regular season had a legitimate shot of making the playoffs, basically said, you know, if there's a format where they're not, you know, if they play quote-unquote regular season games and there's not enough games that they would make the playoffs, and it's not worth, you know, him playing, you know, him, you know, going, you know, because there's ultimately a risk of playing, you know, when you get groups of people together, you know, and they're going to have to go through a training camp, and there's risk of injury, you know. I kind of just like the idea, you know, even if it's a traditional format of 20 teams, you know, 10 teams in each conference, I think that's where you can't bring any more than that.
Something to definitely look at. And what Ryan was referencing, Damon Lillard said this week, he will not be, he will not be interested to go into Orlando if his team does not make the playoffs. He said, if we come back and they're just like, we're adding a few games to finish the regular season and they're throwing us out there for meaningless games and we don't have a true opportunity to get into the playoffs, I'm going to be with my team because I am part of the team. But I'm not going to be participating. I'm telling you that right now. And you can put that in there. Lillard told Yahoo Sports, which Ryan reads on Tuesday morning via phone. Portland, Blazers are 29-37.
I don't think he's just talking for himself. I think he's the voice of a lot of the team, you know, players, you know, who just don't want to take the risk. They don't want to, you know, the risk of going down there, the risk of injury is just too much. You know, they just want to kind of get ready, you know, refocus for the, you know, following year. It's, you know, an interesting, you know, when you talk about the NHL in a minute, you know, NBA is going, you know, one location, where the NHL has basically, you know, divided east and west up to two cities, you know. that's what kind of leads me to believe that they might do this World Cup format, or you know, and mix up the conferences, not just East and West, because you're bringing all the teams to one central location where you're not based on geography anymore. This kind of gives me an idea that might be a indication of what they're leaning towards. But basically, you know, what I've read even from this morning is there's a lot of smoke out there about what they're going to do. No one knows what they're going to do. The insiders, you know, have said, you know, that, you know, owners have their ideas, players have their ideas, you know, and basically they got to come to the board, you know. Like you said, they basically decided on the location. Now they just got to decide on the format and, you know, the time schedule that they're going to put together. Because they're kind of in, what, you know, the beginning phase where most teams are doing voluntary workouts. Now, I don't know if every facility is open, but I think most of them are. Even, you know, for players that come in, you know, to shoot by themselves or with a coach, that's, you know, the next phase is that, you know, they probably be able to get five or six players in playing together, and then next would be, you know, more of a training camp for the team. So, basically have put their foot in the ground and say, we're going to work towards playing, sure. But, I mean, obviously, goes on. And the outside world is going to be, you know, ultimately, if they play, you know, they're making the effort. You know, they're getting together, they're talking. And honestly, you know, it's kind of refreshing to see, you know, everybody working together. In the NHL's case, you had players and owners and GMs all, you know, on calls together working out this format. You know, as opposed to baseball, where all you hear is bickering between each other. You know, that's why they're able to get a framework of a deal done so quickly moving forward. Same with basketball, you know. Do the players want to play? Yes. But, you know, the trust they have with Adam Silver and the league, you know, that's ultimately the difference, you know, and why they're moving forward, and, you know, and they trust that the NBA is going to look out for their best interests, you know, and not just trying to make a dollar.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, you can follow us on the Sportscast 1 or on the sportscast.net for the latest NBA developments. Looking forward to it, seeing Disney. NHL. On Tuesday, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman announced what the league's return to play will look like, confirming that a 2014 playoff would take place. Once the league has been given the go-ahead from the health and government authorities, 24 of the 31 teams will resume play. The top 12 teams in each conference will be selected based on their points percentage as of March 12th, when the league paused play. The top four teams of each conference will claim automatic berths to the first round of the usual 16-team playoffs. They will play interconference round-robin games against the other three teams to determine seeding. The remaining eight teams in each conference will then play in a best-of-five qualifying round series, with the four winners proceeding to proceeding to the first round of the playoffs. These games will use playoff overtime rules. Ryan, what do you think about this format?
It's definitely different. You know, so basically, you know, in each conference, they're taking the, you know, they're throwing out the divisions. It's not, you know, totally different format than, you know, the normal NHL playoffs is, obviously, because they're, they're taking the top four point getters from each conference, and they will determine, you know, so obviously, so let's just have the most points, and Philadelphia Flyers have the fourth most points. That doesn't mean that, you know, when the playoffs officially start, that they'll be number one and four. They're going to play, you know, round-robin games in traditional NHL regular season form, meaning basically if the game is tied, they play 5-minute overtime, you know, if no one scores, then they do a shootout. But then you got to go for the rest of the eight teams that are in what they call the qualifying round. They will have a, you know, best out of five. So let's just say in Eastern Conference, the Pittsburgh Penguins are the fifth seed, the Montreal Canadiens are the 12th seed. They'll play, you know, best out of five, you know, and then, you know, they win. The Penguins will be the fifth seed. The Penguins win, they'll be the fifth seed. And then They would be playing the whoever was the lowest point getter from the round robin of the top four seeds and what they would call the first round of the playoffs. And they'll do that again on the other side. So basically, unlike the NBA, the NHL is going to two host cities, what they call hub cities. And, you know, there's 10, you know, 10 cities, five, that would be the West, five were the,
just like March Madness.
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, right now, basically, Gary Bettman's idea is he's got five cities for Eastern Conference, five cities for Western Conference, and it'll only be one city. But he's basically going to announce as we get closer, you know, based on COVID, you know, facts and, you know, availability of testing, is which of the five in each conference, you know, will host. And I guarantee you, within barring a miracle, that it will be Las Vegas in the Western Conference. That's kind of known fact right now. So
they're the best teams right now. Conference. Vegas.
Well, they're not. It's nothing to do with fans, because remember, it's just kind of a central location. You know, I think the players are probably like it. You know, obviously the NBA has voted against going to Las Vegas, so they're kind of be the show in town. They're not saying no one can go to the games, but you know, they have a. You know, and they have the hotel and infrastructure to handle, you know, all these players.
That's correct. Orlando and Vegas are the top two when it comes to hospitality.
Yeah. See, you know, Eastern Conference, you know, it could be Columbus. It could be Pittsburgh. You know, I don't know what.
Let's go Pittsburgh.
Yeah, NHL's got some logistical battles, too, you know, that they got to figure out, you know, 17% of their players are not in North America right now. So you, and you know, with limited travel, you know, internationally, you got to figure out a way to get these guys, wow, you know, hopefully in the next couple of weeks back to North America, you know, because the most likely being in these foreign countries, once they come back to North America, they're going to have to spend 2 weeks in isolation, you know, before they're able to see their teammates. But, you know, it seems like they got a good framework of testing down, you know, basically Bettman said by, you know, July when they want to start playing that, you know, he's been told, you know, by health officials that testing will be very much available to, you know, the quantity of the testing they need will be easily accessible. The testing is played either the other day or the other day, so. You know, as long as there's not a major outbreak, you know, on one team or in the league in general, that they should be successful in finishing, you know, this playoff. Here's what, you know, I think I told you a couple of weeks ago that I had some major, you know, qualms about the NBA and NHL starting, because now you start in July, which is good, you know, especially if baseball doesn't start, you know, you've got all eyes on you, but then you've got something looming. You know, back in September, you know, up in September when you're probably going to be finishing, is that you've got NFL and college football, you know, who, you know, all expect to have a full season, especially NFL. So you've got, you know, you may dominate, but then you, how many people are going, especially NHL, you know, who brings definitely below NBA and NFL, you know, how many people are going to be watching Stanley Cup when it's going head-to-head with the NFL? So the NHL's got some, you know,
something
hurdles,
that does,
you know, or
yeah,
some logistics to worry about, but, you know, and especially sponsorship, you know, and viewership for TV. So, so you know, that's kind of, you know, and then obviously then when you're going to do your draft and when you're planning on starting the next season. So those are the questions, I think, that got to be ironed out, both in the NBA and NHL, because again, you're going to finish your season probably no earlier than, you know, right now in September. So when we're, you know, I think the NBA has kind of decided, you know, whether they play or not, they're not going to start their season before December or January, because I think, you know, hopefully by the start of 2021 that we'll be able to at least definitely have, you know, some sort of fans in the stand. I think that's ultimately, you know, when the NBA goes back to its arenas, they want fans in the stands.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, you can follow us on thesportscast.net for the latest on NHL news. As we figured this thing out in this podcast, that NHL is the least complicated in Major League Baseball is the most complicated, but NBA is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, you know, and then you got the NFL, which is acting as if there's no pandemic in the world going on right now. So
it does feel like that. It does. I mean, business as usual. I mean, okay. I mean, to be honest, why would they push back the NFL draft? There's no reason to push it back.
No, yeah, I had, you know, I had some issues, you know, with the, you know, having a draft when it was. I think, but I didn't realize how good it was going to end up being, how different it was, and I think different was good. It gave us, you know, a perspective into the family, you know, each of the, you know, players' families, and everybody, you know, we're all in this together, you know, that everything's being affected. But, you know, with the NFL is basically says, you know, we're full steam ahead, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because you look at the major NFL players in the sense of owners, you know, they are wealthy business owners, you know, strong Trump supporters, right, Santiago? You got your Stephen Ross, you got...
Yeah, Bob, he said, he even said today, there will be a season, but we don't know if there's going to be fans or not.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen Ross, I mean, basically said the other day, he doesn't know why they want to be fans in this stance. you know, it's a bold assessment. I think there will be. Obviously not full capacity, nowhere near full capacity, but I don't see why, you know, as long as things keep in the trajectory it is across the country, why there couldn't be a fan. But that's here and over there, and those are questions that could be answered later on. But it's just an interesting take at every league on, you know, the situation, you know, and how they're handling it. It's just basically, you know, NFL is, you know, we're going to, I bet, you know, only thing they're missing right now is the organized team activities, you know, also known as OTAs, but they go on this time of year. But, you know, I think all eyes, you know, that training camps will be held, you know, late July, early August in most NFL cities, you know. So I think that's positive news in that regard going forward.
Well, the ship is approaching the dock. Anything else before we head into poll questions?
I think, as the country moves forward, you know, so does, you know, sports has become closer. And, you know, you're down in Florida where, you know, maybe life is getting closer to normal, where I'm up here in the Northeast where
it's not so much.
We're going at a snail's pace back to normalcy, but, you know, we're moving forward. Hopefully soon enough we'll be able to get a haircut. I'm looking pretty shaggy there, Santiago, but.
Hey, take the opportunity to see how your hair looks long.
Even, as tough as Cuomo has been on, you know, the state in general, you know, he's basically said, you know, we need sports, you know, we need the teams to play, you know, absolutely in front of no fans, but we need the teams. And that's a good sign for sports, you know, fans, you know, it's time for everybody to get together, you know, especially in baseball, get a deal done. You know, basketball, we'll see, like I said, hopefully by the end of the week, you know, by at least this time next week, we'll have an idea of what the format's going to be, and then hopefully a timetable. Again, I don't see any games happening before mid-July, neither NBA or NHL, but hopefully we're getting closer there.
Something to definitely look at, and of course, we'll definitely give you updates. Hopefully something in June, but it feels like things are heading towards July as month.
We'll take what we can get in June, and that might be just, you know, PGA golf, Santiago. But
yeah.
This fall is shaping up to be quite the fall, Santiago. If you're having the NBA Finals, NHL Stanley Cup, majors in golf and tennis, I mean, sports fans are going to have to invest in multiple TVs, I think. Yeah.
This should be a quite interesting fall, but hopefully things will come in full circle for all sports. Poll questions on our Twitter. First one is, what is your favorite type of paper airplane? The basic dart, the sea glider, or the stable?
Probably the dart.
The basic dart is at 30%, but the basic is winning at 46%, sea glider at 23%, and the stable's getting 0%.
All right.
And then lastly, who's your favorite redhead? World Redhead Day was yesterday. Shaun White, Carrot Top, Andy Dalton, or Alexi Lawless?
Well, a lot of good choices there. I'm going to go, well, since we talked a little bit of soccer, how about Alexi Lawless?
Alexi Lawless. The poll has it. Shaun White at 46%, Carrot Top at 28%, and Andy Dalton and Alexi Lawless is tied at 12%.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the new face of the Dallas Cowboys, Andy Dalton.
Are you serious or are you being sarcastic?
No. I it's going to be Dak Prescott. It's just Andy Dalton came in knowing he'll be the backup and he's going to take this year, hopefully have his opportunities here and there to show he can still play, and then he's looking for probably one more chance of being a starter next year.
It's quite interesting because I think Dak is going to have one heck of a season. He's going to play for that starting role because Andy Dalton's still in his prime. Maybe at worst at the end of his prime.
Yeah, he's given a short table there in Cincinnati the last couple of years, lack of talent, injuries, poor management. The guy took a franchise that was dormant, got him to the playoffs, but he unfortunately never won a game, but he's just consistent. He never wowed you. He doesn't have a big arm. He's not super athletic. He's just a good guy you want leading your team.
Well, the boat has reached the dock. The guy is putting the anchor down. Ryan, what is the best way to reach you online?
Probably on Twitter, the Mad Dog Report.
Mad Dog Report. And, of course, you can follow us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or on Twitter at thesportscast1. If you didn't know, this past weekend, an interesting sports event happened called The Match, starring Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Peyton Manning. It drew 5.8 million viewers. I watched the whole thing almost. I never watched a whole golf thing, but it was pretty exciting. What were your thoughts?
I didn't catch it live. I caught, I taped it, watched a little bit here and there. It definitely was interesting. I think because you have obviously the two most famous golfers,
the top two ever,
generation, but maybe last generation, and then two of the most famous NFL athletes. I think we're just starving for, live sports. People watch anything. Their names were recognizable, so it was an easy rating straw. I think most golf fans would say it was probably, poor exhibition of golf at times, but that's all right. I think, it was just something, to, take our minds off of what's going on and, raise some money.
This I can tell you, Tom Brady is not the greatest golf player in the NFL. But he did have one good play. I think he shot a putt and made it in the hole. But he was not as good. Peyton Manning was actually much better. But there is plans for the Match 3 that could potentially have Michael Jordan in it.
Yeah. He might be the greatest non-golf, best non-golf athlete. Golfer, him and I think a guy like Tony Romo, I think golfer. So is Steph Curry, is a great golfer.
Yes, I forgot about that. Steph Curry is also in the works as well to join Michael for this.
He actually played in some minor league golf events last summer. Steph Curry.
It's interesting. What if Michael Jordan went to golf instead of baseball during that 2-year break?
He probably would have been more successful.
He would have stayed longer, I bet.
Yeah, it's just interesting because you don't really expect Michael Jordan to fail anything athletically because he's got such a unique drive and, for excellence. But even with that, he struggled mightily at baseball. I don't think he deserved to be playing Double-A baseball, but that was the highest level they could give him, I think.
According to The Last Dance, his manager said if he would have kept going, he would have made it to the Major League Baseball. So
I don't know.
You have doubts.
I have doubts.
Well,
I mean, he's a good athlete, but, you know, same as, you know, I guess, you know, I've seen Tim Tebow play a couple of times live, and he's a good, you know, he's a good ambassador, but, you know, I don't know if he's AAA ready. He's definitely not major league ready.
Something to definitely look at in the next couple of months. Hopefully the Match 3 will come back, but the regular golf tournaments will be in place in the fall. Anyways, the anchor is already anchored down. Me and Ryan are heading out of the boat and going out to pay some bills. Ryan, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
It was good to be talk sports and talk, you know, hopefully the sports landscape for, you know, the short term is being ironed out, and we'll, you know, we can watch some sports. It's going to be different, but life in general is going to be different, so we just got to get used to it.
Hopefully soon we'll see some sports scores. Anyways, Ryan, have a great Wednesday afternoon.
You too, San Diego. God bless everybody.